Today's episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My name is Joe DiBiase. We're through NFL draft week, so back to focusing on the dead last team in the NHL, I guess.
And I'm Jordan Hanskin, and the NHL playoff race this year stinks.
And this is the Locked On Sabres podcast. I think you're right. It's really only Nashville, Dallas in the Central.
And that's like, I don't want to watch Nashville or Dallas play.
Yeah. Dallas, I think, is good, but I agree. Like, for some reason, I just don't want to watch them play. It's not
99.
Huh? 99.
It's because of 99.
Yeah. But you're
Sabres
right.
Fans,
I mean,
don't like Dallas.
Dallas is 4 points back of Nashville with a game in hand, but even they've only got four games left. They win that game in hand. I guess they're in it. I guess it is a race. But nowhere else. Arizona has three games in hand on St. Louis. They played three more games, sorry. And they're 3 points back. So they're dead. And that's the only race really in the West.
The Canucks have like
11 games left. But they're 16 points back.
Yeah. So they need to win out.
Yeah, they can't even do it. Can they? They're 16 points back. They got 11 games. Oh no, they can't. They get to let's say they win every game,
they would have 6 points to spare.
Yeah, so their magic number, they have 6 points to spare down the stretch. If they get Montreal to lose every game, and they have five games left.
If Montreal loses every game.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's not really a race, but I mean, I guess Vancouver could go on this amazing run. And then, by the way, they're playing all of their games like in 2 weeks. So they've got like 11 games.
I know. 15 days. It's like half their games are like to be determined still.
Right. Because COVID.
I wonder if they're just seeing if they like are needed. Right. Like if Vancouver is out mathematically, they'll just be like, you guys don't have to play anymore.
Right. Like if they're 10 points back with three games to go and they get a series with the Senators, it's like, why are we doing that?
Right.
So that one's really not a race either. And they might not even finish the season. And then in the East has been over for a while. The Rangers are 9 points back of the Islanders with one more game played. So, we're all wrapped up. I mean, seeding doesn't really matter this year all that much either, because it's all within your division. So we could start going through some playoff teams and start to preview the playoffs as they become more and more clear. Like right now, Montreal, never mind. I was going to say Edmonton, Winnipeg has been like a done deal for weeks, but I guess Montreal has won three in a row. And this is why Minnesota or Winnipeg's lost seven in a row. Mm. So I guess
Edmonton, getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, Edmonton, Montreal could end up being the series, and Winnipeg could end up getting Toronto because of this losing streak. Colorado is going to play Minnesota. Vegas is going to play St. Louis. Florida is going to play Tampa Bay. And then the winner of the Nashville-Dallas race is going to play Carolina. The East, Washington, Pittsburgh, still jostling for that top seed. And so are Boston and the Islanders. So the East is really the only division where we don't have anything. Still a couple weeks away. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Should the NHL have done what the NBA did with the play-in tournament this season?
No. I don't think they need to. I think the NHL, the way the NHL is organized is different. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like the divisions, I mean, our division was stacked, but like, I don't think they were that like crazy, ridiculous, like unfair for the play-in tournament. The whole thing is like, you got to make it fair for everybody. And I think with like COVID, they were worried that teams are going to lose games, but it seems like besides Vancouver, everybody in the NHL made it through all their games. So there's not really any need for it. I think it's pretty fair. I think we have some good match. Florida, Tampa Bay should be really good. Mm-hmm. Our entire division, I think all those games are going to be tight. I wouldn't be surprised if both those went seven. And the Canadian one, I think, is just going to be a lot of fun. It would have been a lot of fun if Canada let, like, even a small number of people to go to the games. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
No, they might not even play in Canada. They're still, they will for the first two rounds,
but they'll have
for
the to semis. Leave eventually. Yeah,
yeah, because the way Canada's still in shutdown, so I don't think they're the way it's trending. It doesn't sound like they're gonna be able to
but play are they even home. Allowed to? Like, if they go to the States, are they even allowed to come back? That's the part that I have. Like,
no, I think once they're here, they're here.
Because last year, all the teams went there.
Yeah, I think once they're here, they're here. That's it. You know, they'll have a satellite home. Like, they'll play the Toronto and Buffalo, maybe.
But what I mean is, like, after they get eliminated, so to speak. Like,
oh.
Are they allowed to go home?
Oh, they can, but they'll have to do that 2-week quarantine. So,
oh, all yeah, right.
They'll be, because that's what's happened to the guys that were traded over there. So, by the way, there's only been like one or two Montreal Toronto playoff series ever. So, that would be a good series to get. I hope we still do. They've played a lot of playoff games against each other, but I think a lot of those were one offs when it was the original six. I'm looking right now. No, maybe it's just
so
recent.
It didn't count.
Okay, here it is. Right. So they have not played a series against each other since 78-79. I mean, that's crazy. Montreal and Toronto. I mean, they were in different conferences at one point, which is also crazy. All right, so there's a little Stanley Cup playoff preview. We'll talk more about them as the Sabre season winds down. We are closing in on the end. I mean, we've got three games left after the Sabres win. Again, I mean, see how accustomed I am to them losing? They win against the New York Islanders 4-2, a comeback victory. They erase a 2-0 deficit to come back and win. Michael Hauser gets his first NHL win in his first NHL game. By looking at him, you wouldn't have known that he's a guy that's only got two AHL starts in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it was a wild story. I love when like these guys pop up and they're still wearing the AHL mask and everything. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he also had like a funny look. It's like the AHL equipment also didn't really fit him all that well.
Right.
Like, he had like a look of like he just like showed up and played. And I thought he was really, really good. Really solid for the Sabres. Sabres, of course, are not the most stellar defensive team. And with Granato, I think they opened themselves up a little bit more with that just because of their offensive aggression. Mm-hmm. So I thought in the face of a pretty strong Islanders team, like they're disciplined, they're going to get good shots. I thought he was excellent.
He was good. I'm looking at his career right now. He had not played a game this year at any level, because he's been the Sabres taxi squad guy, and he was an ECHL guy for the Cincinnati Cyclones, the Sabres ECHL affiliate, last year, but there was no ECHL this season, so Hauser didn't really have a home, and he didn't play with the Amerks because he was on the Sabres taxi squad. So first game since the 2020 season for Cincinnati, and this guy has been around. I mean, 26 games played for the Cincinnati Cyclones, 45 games played the year before for the Fort Wayne Comets. Where do we think Fort Wayne is? You might actually know.
It's in Indiana.
Indiana. Okay, so he's playing professional hockey in Indiana. The last time he actually played in the AHL was 3 years ago. He played one game for the Tucson Roadrunners. So he was down in Arizona playing before that. Prior to Tucson, he played one game for the Cleveland Monsters in the AHL in 2017. That's in Ohio, obviously. Manchester Monarchs of the ECHL. I'm assuming that's Manchester, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yep.
Okay, so he's been to New Hampshire. That same season, the Ontario Reign of the AHL. That's California.
They try to trick you. They try to trick us.
I always thought it was Ontario. I thought it was always the province, but it's not. Before that, his most AHL experience came 5 years ago for the San Antonio Rampage. So he played in Texas, and then before that, you're to his junior career, London, Des Moines. This dude has been around.
Do the Rampage even exist anymore? I don't think they do. Or they change their name or something?
I don't think they do. It's a good question.
I mean, I could just be spitting.
No, I'm looking. I was playing the video game.
Okay, they still exist. All right.
Yeah, they still do.
I didn't see him around.
Well, maybe the Tucson Roadrunners.
Strike that from the record.
Yeah. Okay, so that's his career. I've got some trivia, actually, for Jordan coming up in our next segment. And it relates to the record the Sabres have tied, their franchise record for the most goalies used in a single season. Six. And I've got some trivia related to that because it's the most they've used in a season since the record year they had was the 2013-14 year. So stay tuned for that. But a couple more notes on tonight's game. Go through the stats here real quick. Rasmus Asplund gets a goal on the play of the night by Sam Reinhart, I thought, who just undresses Mayfield, the Islanders defenseman, and then he's just got the puck within reach to tap it over to Asplund, who buries it. Asplund's been really strong all season at scoring goals, just parked in front of the net there. Good shot, way to lift it over the pad. That might have looked like an easy goal, but Varlamov does get his leg over, so he did have to lift that puck. So a good goal by Asplund. He now has 7 goals on the season. That puts him in alone in fourth for the Sabres, only behind Sam Reinhart, Victor Olofsson, and Casey Mittelstadt. And Asplund's only played 25 games. Speaking of Reinhart, 24th of the season, 25th of the season, right? No, he ends up with 2 in this game. 24th of the season. So another great game from Sam Reinhart. He did get 2. I'm sorry, I forgot about the empty netter. The long distance bomb over the top by Reinhart. So he's at 25 goals. That ties a career high for him. And he's done it in 51 games, which is just unbelievable. He's having an insane season. I mentioned this on our last podcast. He's kind of just changed his game to whatever the Sabres needed. Beginning of his career, he didn't really have to carry the puck all that much, didn't have to score goals from the outside, so he just became a net front guy. Then O'Reilly's gone, Kane is gone. He needed to start shooting the puck a little bit more, so he became a little bit more of a goal scorer, and he had to carry the puck a little bit more, and he started to become a more of a creator, well-balanced offensive player. This year, Eichel's gone. They've got nobody to score goals. He's just got to become a finisher, and he has done that all year. So Reinhart is having an insane season to me. Anything else stick out to you from this game? Cousins had a couple moments I thought were nice, but overall, it's the Islanders. You're not going to have a super eventful game.
No, good win. I can't remember the last time the Sabres were successful at railing back from 2 goals down. So, you know, it seemed like they still have a lot of fight, a lot of drive. I think that just stems from the fact they're younger. It's a lot of guys that haven't been used to the toxic nature of being a Saber. And I think that it seems like they're just another sign that there might be something here, some sort of core that we could work with. And I'm totally cool with paying Ryan Summer. I think he's definitely more than earned it. If you're talking about merit and somebody that deserves to get paid, like Sam Reinhart is the number one guy for that.
Yep. Tage Thompson, by the way, also he's worth mentioning here. He had a goal, assist, and 7 shots on goal. The Tage Thompson experience, the power play goal he's got, it's a great shot. It's a great snipe. Right before it, he makes a blind dumb pass that just happens to hit a guy's skate and come right back to him. But sometimes you got to get lucky. Thompson's playing a lot better under Granato. We've talked a lot about him. Ristolainen with 2 assists. Jacob Bryson with an assist on that Thompson goal that I just mentioned. And then Hauser, 34 saves on 36 shots. So good win by the Sabres. They could have clinched last place tonight. They did not. Again, not something I really care about because of the way this season is. Tom Wilson. We're going to talk about him on our next episode. So there's something on Twitter that just happened that I can't believe. The Capitals. I'll just say it real quick. The Capitals. No, never mind. I'll save it. Okay. Stay tuned.
Right.
We're going to talk about Tom Wilson at some point. But we got some trivia coming up next, so stay tuned for that related to the Sabres here on the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin. Stonks, memes, rocket ships, day trading can be a lot of fun, but if you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Decades of data show investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. team up with Healthfront instead. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as your investment. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25 advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started, grow your wealth the easy way, and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL and get started today. Welcome back to the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase. Today on the Locked On Today podcast, the draft is over. Who won? Who lost? That's the cue of the day. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Draft season is over, but it's draft grade season. Nothing better than giving grades to guys that we've rarely ever seen play football. Everyone seems to be getting the Jets a lot of credit, huh?
I guess, yeah. I think like trading up like a million spots for a guard is kind of crazy.
To be fair, they only gave up 2/3, which I thought was also crazy. They only gave up that much to go up 9 spots, but still,
mid first round is a lot different than top 10, right?
Right, that's right.
Isn't that usually the thing? I mean, it all hinges on Zach Wilson. I mean, all of these other picks could mean nothing. Right, exactly. Zach Wilson's not any good. So the draft is fun, though. I love it. It's just like a day of dreams getting made over and over and over again. Like you just see like a kid that works hard, gets his moment in the sun, like just pick after pick after pick. It's just a happy, hopeful weekend. Bills took two edge rushers, which I was okay with.
Mm-hmm. You get more of that at Locked On Bills with our buddy Joe Marino.
Good plug.
Yeah. So let's do some trivia here. Michael Hauser became the sixth Sabres goaltender on the season to dress and start for the Buffalo Sabres. Did you see the guy that they signed to be the backup for tonight's game?
Yes. I only know that he was a Vermont Catamount.
Yes, Vermont. where's his name? Stefanos Lekas. Stefanos Lekas. So maybe he'll get in a game, and maybe he'll get to 7 and set the Sabres record. The NHL record, by the way, was the Flyers 2 years ago. They used 8 goaltenders in a single season.
The Sabres
have had 6 this year. Linus Ullmark, Dustin Tokarski, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Carter Hutton, Jonas Johansson, and now Michael Hauser. This is the most they've used in a season since 2013-2014. Jordan, how many of those goaltenders can you name without making more than 2 mistakes?
So this is pre-Reinhardt. Reinhardt, we drafted this. This is the first tank season.
Correct, yes. This is the suffering season, as I call it.
The suffering season. So we hadn't traded everybody.
Well, the first of the suffering seasons. Right.
Okay, so I'll say Miller to start. I'll say Miller.
Miller plays 40 games.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, now I have my time frame.
Yes,
so okay. Miller, Enroth.
Enroth plays 26, starts 26.
The trick is that Halak never played.
Correct.
So he doesn't count.
He doesn't show up Saber on legend. The stat sheet.
Saber yeah. legend.
He doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
Now I'm getting into Hackett.
Matt Hackett, 8 games started. You're going in order here, so that's third. Which means you have 3 guys left that are under 8 games started. So this is where it gets real tough. But you're good. You haven't used your mistakes yet. Andrei Makarov is incorrect. You're 1 year off.
That was a year later.
Yes. So this is a year before Makarov.
Hackett and Rav. It's got to be a Rochester American guy.
You've got two Rochester American guys.
Is it like Lewin?
Nathan Lewin, 5 games started.
Nathan Lewin.
That's fourth on this list. You have two guys.
So there's another Rochester guy.
There's another Rochester guy. This would be the one I'd be most stunned if you would get. And then there's another guy that you'll know, but I'm not sure you'll know he played this season.
If wouldn't that makes be sense. This is pre-Evander Kane.
This is pre-Evander Kane, correct. Year before.
So it wouldn't be my boy Connor Knapp.
It is your boy Connor Knapp. I don't know why you thought it would be. No, you're getting two guys confused here. Before that, Connor Knapp.
What was I thinking of?
Connor Knapp started one game. You are thinking of why?
What's that guy's name?
Yeah, his name's escaping me now. I know it. I was
We saw him at the summer camp.
Yeah. Why can't I think of his name? I know him. Oh, Jason Kasdorf.
But yeah, Connor Knapp, okay, yeah. Connor Knapp was in my brain, so something was working right.
He played one game for the Buffalo Sabres.
Connor Knapp. Was he the other Amherst guy?
Yeah, he was the other Amherst guy.
So I'm missing somebody that maybe we
traded. What's up?
Is it somebody that we traded for or picked up or something?
Correct, someone we traded for.
Oh, is it like Anders Nielsen?
No, close. I'll give you one more here. They traded for him, but it's not Anders Nielsen. Not Anders Lindbach. not an Anders. It is Michael Neuvirth.
Oh, I should have got that because he was actually like pretty decent.
He only played
annoyingly decent.
Yeah, but he only played 2 games for the Sabres that year. That's the Halak trade, and then he gets hurt. And then he is the duo with Enroth for the next season. Yeah, Neuvirth was good. He was kind of I always thought of him as a little goaltender. I'm not sure he ever was.
But the next year it was annoying because we were like trying to be terrible.
And he had a .918 save percentage.
Playing really, really well.
Yeah.
So that was a problem.
So Neuvirth. Knapp, Lewin, Hackett, Enroth, and Miller. Cody Hodson led that team in points, by the way.
Polls. Yeah.
Those were good, even though you got Knapp by accident.
Knapp was an accident because I was thinking of Kasdorf.
Yes. all right. Well, that's going to do it for us today in the Locked On Sabres podcast. Tomorrow, come back. We got some analysis of Tom Wilson and the insane play that happened with him in the New York Rangers on Monday night. And then also a discussion on Ryan Miller, who announced his retirement last week. That's tomorrow. Thanks for listening. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast with Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hansman. We'll be right back.